The U.S. Justice Department is threatening legal action against North Carolina over a law requiring transgender people to use the bathroom that corresponds to their birth certificate. The department sent Governor Pat McCrory a letter this afternoon, and WFAE's Michael Tomczyk joins us now to discuss it. Michael, what's the letter say?
That North Carolina's controversial new law, commonly called House Bill 2, violates civil rights law. Specifically, it violates two parts of federal law that apply to sex discrimination in employment and education. The Justice Department says in both settings, transgender people must be allowed to use the bathroom corresponding to their gender identity rather than what's on their birth certificate.
That sounds essentially like the same thing that a federal appeals court ruled 2 weeks ago.
Right, but just on education. The federal appeals court over our region ruled in a case out of Virginia that lower courts need to defer to the federal education department's guidance. On this issue, that guidance is clear. Transgender students must be able to use the bathroom of their gender identity. The letter to McCrory references that ruling.
And what's the legal argument for employment settings?
The bathroom parts of House Bill 2 apply to schools and public buildings, including the governor's mansion, the legislature, and local boards of education. The Justice Department says requiring transgender state employees to comply with that is discriminatory.
The department's letter, though, stops short of declaring a lawsuit, correct?
It does. What it lays out is that North Carolina has until the close of business Monday to tell the Justice Department, quote, the state will not comply with or implement HB 2.
Michael, House Bill 2 made changes that go far beyond the bathroom provision, like excluding LGBT people from protection against discrimination. Does the letter address that?
It does not. It just focuses on the violations relating to bathroom policy. That said, it's not totally clear how broad the letter's attack on the law is because, again, it directly tells the state not to implement HB 2.
Any response from Governor McCrory?
Not so far. We've requested an interview but have not heard back.
WFAE's Michael Tomczyk, thank you.
Thank you.